You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Good morning. The Speaker of the Spanish Parliament yesterday said the suspension of four Catalan lawmakers currently facing trial over their involvement in a 2017 regional independence bid would not affect the total number of seats in the House. A parliamentary majority in the 350-seat House would continue to be 176, so Meritxell Batet said. Spain's acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez won the election on April the 28th, but his Socialist Party did not take enough seats to rule on its own, forcing him to rely on other parties to stay in power. Parliament was expected to hold a first vote on his nomination in July. The removal of the four seats would have allowed Sanchez to broker a majority position in Parliament without relying on the Catalan separatists' votes or abstentions, which he is now likely to require. Violent carjackers blamed for high-end car theft and the attempted murder of a Marbella businessman have been arrested. The Malaga-based gang specialised in the theft-to-order of high-end vehicles to be either passed on to other criminal organisations or to be smuggled abroad. Posing as members of the police, the heavily armed gang also committed a number of violent robberies. In one attack, a businessman in Marbella was rammed off of his motorcycle by a vehicle fitted with police sirens and left badly injured. National police have arrested six Ukrainian men suspected of being members of the group, five in Fuengirola and one in Elche on the Costa Blanca. The suspect in Elche was reportedly driving a stolen car with false plates and a false license when he was stopped by the police. Investigators later located a safe house in Mijas that was used to store the gang's stolen cars and found two more stolen vehicles with false plates. The operation also netted one of the largest collections of cloned car keys and number plates ever found in Spain, as well as weapons and cash. A Scottish father has been missing from Marbella for over a year this week. The ex-partner of 25-year-old Alan Jeffrey urged him to come home to cuddle their 4-year-old daughter. Alan from Lanarkshire was due to fly back from Tenerife with his girlfriend on the 10th of June 2018, but decided to go on to Marbella with friends instead. It was the last time he was heard from. Scottish police say inquiries are still ongoing. Meanwhile, Spanish police are searching for a Scottish holidaymaker who vanished in Ibiza on Monday. John Doherty, who's 28, vanished from a rented villa where he was staying during a house birthday party for a friend. The Glaswegian had been drinking and friends assumed he'd just gone off to sleep. However, other people in the villa started getting calls from the UK and discovered the bed was empty. The Ibiza Guardia Civil began an operation on Tuesday, which was extended yesterday. His sister admitted she was beside herself with worry and urged anyone with any information to contact the police. He was last seen between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. on Monday. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.